Yo, what up, National 3HL is on the air. Happy freaking Monday. Brent Doherty with you. There she is, the queen of sports talk radio, Dawn Davenport.
I hate that, but hey, happy Monday. Coming in hot, baby.
How about the queen of the Tulsa SMU sideline?
In the pouring a rain.
Oh, it was raining, Babs?
Are you kidding me? It was miserably raining. I mean, like, to the point where I couldn't pack my coat back in my suitcase because it was soaking wet for the next day to travel home. Yes.
That ain't fun.
No, that was not fun.
Congrats to Jacob Whitehair, who was first in the Zone TV chat feed
Jacob!
Today on Twitter, Facebook Live, YouTube,
on your game
Twitch.
On a Monday.
And I beat Ron Slay in there.
Watch, please.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did on this, my phone. I didn't on this one. That's How is that possible?
Yeah.
Hi, Ron Slay.
Look. Hey, Babsy. You did on there. That's wrong. Woo! Best believe. Know what that means. Mm-mm.
We got some other big news out there, too.
What
we need to tell y'all about.
People, cut the music off. It's going down, people. It is going down. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody around the world, 3HL is now presented to you by Ryan Kelly and the HomeLoanExpert.com. Yeah.
Bad boy, Ryan.
Yeah. And now, presented to you by Ryan Kelly and the HomeLoanExpert.com. 3HL. Could not have been the guy for the Titans.
You could have been the guy.
Thank you.
We're not allowed to say it, but like, you know, Ready to Rumble, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say it.
You can't say it because you got to pay. See? You got to trademark something on this Ryan Kelly intro.
Right, man.
Punk, I want you to find Ray Clay, Chicago Bulls announcer back in the day, introducing the starting lineup. That's what you sounded like to me.
I got hot.
And now,
I stole a little bit.
Your starting lineup for the Chicago Bulls.
I stole a little bit of that.
Yeah, you sounded like him a lot more than me.
But that was my, so whenever that guy's contract is up, Pan Man, hope you don't get mad at me, but I'm going to challenge you, Pan, because I would have loved to do that job. I didn't even know it was happening until I saw Lucas. Retweeted.
You talking about the Titans
PA job?
PA job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would have liked that? Dude.
Heck yeah.
You.
Babs, I'm.
I love
I may
you
have got
Slay.
Fired, Babs.
You're a liability.
You think Slay would have been questioning calls?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Mr. Ref, you might want to look at that again.
Hey, y'all, get that ref off the field now.
That would not.
What is that?
I felt like I was back in my house for a second. That's what we jam to every night nowadays.
So, full disclosure show, Joe Hunt coughed so hard that he passed out, hit his head on many things on the way down. And now he's playing Baby
Shark.
Looks
like he has a black eye.
Look, I've been wanting to play Baby Shark for our man for about 2 weeks, and he's yet to come on since he lost the last time. He had the blood in the water pick.
He's suffering from a concussion right now.
And yes, actually, I am. No, my body, I feel like I seriously got into a car accident. Yeah. I really, really do. I've got to take some Tylenol. My alarm went off just a second ago.
Wow.
I am so hot from doing that introduction.
I have the Bulls introduction for you, by the way.
Oh, I want to hear that.
It was right next to Baby Shark.
This is Ray Clay in the starting lineup for you of Chicago.
There you go.
This was the 96 NBA Finals Open.
I want to go back to this team.
I prefer Go Kart, right? But that's okay.
I'm okay with that.
Ron Harper.
And here comes the go.
Good spot.
That's what I was just about to say.
Hey, man. Hey,
what was Tony White's quote when he got
drafted
by the Bulls?
What did Tony say? He got to have somebody to pass
he said,
the ball.
No, he said, Jordan's game compliments mine.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. Only the wizard can say that and get away with it.
Hey, we got a lot to get into. Titans, well, they lost.
That was way more fun than dissecting what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, we've also got rivalry weekend. There were some games, man. I was all in on Michigan, Ohio State. I was all in on Tennessee, Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I was all in on Alabama, Auburn.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Yeah, what did I get? I got a nice little drop from Slay. Like, look at you. You got no confidence in your team.
We tried to tell y'all. Huh?
I blame Slay, too. No. He called it over with a minute to go.
Dude, was it not over?
Tank Bigsby stays inbound.
Oh, yeah. All I'm saying. So Slay sends that text. I thought we were behind.
But I did that because Babs was in a game and couldn't keep up with what was going on.
I wasn't watching, so I wanted the updates. But then I'm like, oh, wait, 4 overtimes later? What the hell happened?
When he sent that text message when Bama had to punt, what is going on?
Well, Hunk's going crazy in there.
I love that things are just randomly playing on the show today.
Come on, Hunk.
Welcome to 3HL, Ryan Kelly. You never know what you're going to get on this deal.
I'm just keeping all the pots down now.
Just signed up for, brother. Yeah.
Keep the pot down.
Is that what
he said? So Slay said that. I thought we were behind.
No.
And so I kept waiting for the thing to be over. Now, to Slay's point, number one, Bigsby needs to go down. He's got to figure out a way to get down and not go out of bounds.
You've got to.
Then on third down, I put this on Harsin. You got to play to win there. You are not going to run the ball and get the first down. No way. So you play fake. I know your quarterback's limping. But you gotta figure out something.
I know your quarterback's playing on one foot.
That's it.
One leg.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win the game right there. You don't punt the ball back to them.
The tank thing, though. Come on. I mean, that's a 40-second swing.
It's a pill to swallow right there.
You stay there. You stay in bounds. That's 40 seconds.
Probably should have gone for 2 in overtime. I mean, when you're the 6-5 team and they're the better team and they're a top 5 team and you're in home,
Listen,
I'm going to end it right here. Screw all this overtime stuff. I'm going to end it right here.
And if it doesn't work, that's all right. You were aggressive.
You playing with house money.
You went down.
And guns, you're at home in the
guns
house.
Guns a-blazing.
Man, it was a really fun weekend, though, on so many levels. And now we've got all these coaching changes.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely shocked at the Lincoln Riley move. I mean, you guys were too, right?
Yes.
I get it, because who wants to step into the gauntlet that is the SEC? I totally get it.
I know.
If it's an easy out like that, I mean.
Yeah.
So here's what I heard. So
I wouldn't take it.
The Lincoln Riley thing. So you start asking, like, okay, LSU? No, I think it's just going to stay at Oklahoma.
Right.
And then, boom, USC.
Which I.
And USC must have had this done. And they were just waiting for the end of the regular season.
There was no panic from them.
Right, and once James Franklin signed a 10-year deal to stay at Penn State, you had to know that at least that job was taken, right? So, it makes sense.
Well,
now,
then you had kind of heard rumblings of Matt Campbell, right, for USC. But for the most part, I mean, there wasn't a ton of talk of what was going on there.
That's tough.
Yeah, so this from 24/7 Sports today. Arizona Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury dodges a question on being linked to the OU vacancy, saying, such a great quote. This is perfect. This is perfectly said. Anybody looking for more money in their own position needs to take this quote and just put it out there. Quote, not a topic I want to touch right now, end quote.
That's it.
What a great quote.
I'm not going to squash it. I'm not killing it. Uh-uh. I have one more year left on my contract, Arizona. Get off your butt. Give me an extension. Pay me. Let's go. That's basically what you can read between the lines, I think. Because here's the deal.
Yeah, talk to us, man.
What's the deal?
How many times have I talked about it this year specifically? Because when we were talking about Dan Mullen, who I've thought for 2 or 3 years is done with the college game at this point and just needs his opportunity to go to the bigs. But who the hell wants to step into that college world of 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds with a free agent market where you can hop in and out of the transfer portal whenever you want and go somewhere else if it's not going your way and your career depends on you depending on 18-year-olds.
Preach.
Who wants to do that? And the recruiting part of it now.
It's a special kind of person.
It's so, well, but I'm saying, like, if you're already in the NFL and you're having success in the NFL, why do you want to step back and have to deal with that? Because I get it, as a head coach, you can delegate and hire the staff around you in order to take care of those things, but you can't ignore it. And recruiting, I mean, you win in college through recruiting, period. Mm-hmm. It's it ain't the X's and those. It's the Jimmys and the Joes.
No, and I mean, from a Tennessee perspective, let's talk about Josh Heupel, right? Because everybody wants to put him in the mix in Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to lie. That would be amazing theater.
What?
Amazing
typically,
theater what? If he bolted or if he was in the mix at Oklahoma.
You know what? Let me,
it would be unbelievable.
Typically, I root for chaos, but.
You don't root for that?
Let me tell y'all this.
I prefer not to have that happen.
Let me tell y'all this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Uh oh.
If that happened, I'm done with sports at Rocket Top.
Why are you talking like Shaq?
What? It's not.
For at least 10 years.
Why are you talking like Shaq?
10 years. Because I mean this. I want to be safe.
So no,
I don't want you to laugh, man. I don't want you to laugh. This is dead serious. I don't want no laughter.
A 10-year moratorium?
I'm done.
It's not Rocky Top's
I'm
fault.
I'm done. I just picked my heart up and put it together. It's back together.
I mean,
Babs.
We would have to have a group for a lot of Tennessee fans.
Babsy?
Come and talk.
I'm telling you right now, Babs.
Come and talk soft like Slay's doing.
That's
right
exactly
now.
What you got to do, because this is a serious moment. You bring it all the way down. And anything else that is murmured about what's going on Rocky Top. If it involves hypolite,
like, can I tell you
it's a problem
that I don't think it'll happen?
Well, let's get this party rocking. Turn it up, huh?
Just like that. Let's go, baby.
The hype train's still rolling.
All right, so we'll get into all that. There's so much to get into on this Monday. Also, Titans reaction. You want in 615-737-1045. Does Tannehill have the yips? I know he doesn't have pieces around him at all. I get that. But that man was in a clean pocket. Missing people by like 5 yards.
I'm going to die on this supporting cast hill. I'm dying on it.
And guess what?
Are you with me?
I'm holding your hand while you off the ledge of the hill. I got you. Don't let go, Babs. You're right.
I think all of that is true, but I think all of that has sent him down a very bad mental path. And I hope he can get it back. 615-737-1045. Can we even talk if he's not in the room yet? Joe Hunt coming in here to correct some moonlighting. Moonlighting. Oak Hill basketball over there.
Moonlighting.
By the way, people getting on us saying it's funny to watch us on the Zone TV feed because they can't hear the music, but we're like sometimes chair dancing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we juke. It's called juking. What we do. See,
is that what that is?
Juking and bopping.
I've been trying to play a whole lot of music for baby Babs lately because I'm worried she's going to get my rhythm and not half rhythm.
No, man.
You got rhythm in half your body. Except for Soulja Boy. You can do that one.
Oh, yeah. I got
Soulja Boy. We're going to take baby Babs riding in the Sprinter van. We're just going to have a little dance contest in the back. She's going to be all right.
Don't you put a disco ball
up. She's got a hell of a mental picture of that.
Yeah, you still slide all across the board and everything. It's going down.
The Tennessee Titans have placed Kevin Byard on the reserve COVID list.
Oh.
Good timing.
Great timing.
Here's my read on everything. I think everybody needs a break. Fans included.
From the Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You felt worn out, too, after the game? Like, it was just like, oh, I'm glad this is over.
I felt worn out before the game.
Usually, most seasons, I hate the bye week because, like, you want to watch them play and all this stuff. But, like, they need it for sure. But I think the fans need it, too.
Everybody needed
to just take a deep breath. Like, they're 8-4. So, you know, it's not like it just kind of feels like the world is over. they've got a 2-game lead because of Leonard Fournette.
Well, if you know, yes. Oh,
which
that
is
was
really a 3-game
hell of a
lead
day,
lead
Leonard.
With five
well done.
He went off.
Let's say we go back to the beginning of the season, right? We have no idea what goes on, but somebody told you. The Titans at their bye week at week 13 will have this lead in the division and will be 8-4. What would you say? Heck yeah.
Yeah, give it to me.
Great. They're in a great spot. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it feel like the world's ending just because it's been such a fall? in the last couple of weeks? Or is it because of what you've seen from your quarterback?
Yeah, my concern is Tannehill moving forward. Once people start coming back, you just assume that he will get his game back, like Stella will get her groove back. I don't know, though, because like I saw some we've talked about that this is becoming a weekly thing where he's just watching a route and not looking backside of the play. So not scanning the field, and then he ends up throwing it to a linebacker who's just standing there guarding yardage, just guarding grass. He just throws him the ball. That's happened like four times this year. Happened last week. We talked to Greg Cosell about it. Happened again yesterday.
You're right.
So that's a concern to me because I'm starting to wonder if Tannehill has like, you know, quarterback PTSD almost. And not to make light of that, I'm just trying to describe like, you know, he's been battered and bruised and sacked 37 times and he's been hit a lot and all of these things. Because yesterday, according to Pro Football Focus, and John Glennon put this out there in a really good piece, from a clean pocket yesterday, he was 7 of 16 for 66 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. And my concern was there were a couple of throws in the second half where he had a clean pocket, he stepped into the throw and threw it in the dirt like 5 yards in front of a receiver or threw it 5 yards behind a receiver. And I get all of the – like the baseline problem is – working with wide receivers that normally wouldn't be playing in the NFL in terms of meaningful minutes, right?
Yep.
And even more impactful is that he hasn't really worked with these guys. So, like, he's trying to figure it out, where they're going to be, when they're going to be there, all those things. But then you factor in the, I don't know where the pressure's coming from, and the offensive line did a much better job in the run-blocking game yesterday, but he was pressured 16 times out of 27 throws or something yesterday. So I think it's all adding up to this just bad thing that's going on at the quarterback position to me. Now, you assume that when A.J. Brown comes back and when Julio comes back and all of the, and Derrick Henry reportedly back in January, that they'll just be able to get it back going, and that's the hope, and maybe they can, but it's a concern for sure, right?
Yeah, I think it is. But I think, like, to Babs' point, to answer Babs' question, I feel, yes, you take that. But the things that come along with it, do you want that? That's the biggest thing. All the injuries, you know, and like they're saying in the zone chat right now, I'm tired of hearing injuries as an excuse. I don't think it's an excuse. It's actually real. Like, when you got guys missing that play. And like, let me state this on record. Babs has been telling me, listen, at the end of the day, the practice players are practice players for a reason. I mean, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
Like, and if I was in the locker room and looking at it, like, it's only so – I can't – so Brent, if they bring you up from – you're a main guy. You're not a practice guy, but you're a practice guy right now. If they bring you up in this locker room
–
and you're welcome. And they say, we just signed Brent. It's Thursday, and we're getting ready to go in this game on Sunday. Sunday we get to it, and you miss a couple assignments – I can only get so mad at you, Brent, because, I mean, you only know what you know. Like, they don't know. You know what I'm saying?
They don't know what they know?
Yeah, I mean, you're trying
because
hard.
Because they only know what they know.
Man, listen, the biggest thing.
It's not their fault they're not good enough.
Now, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, what one person has always loved on teams.
If you get pulled over by a cop and you try to say, I didn't know that law.
Well, yeah, come on. We got something
ignorance
for you.
Ignorance of the law.
Yeah, like, we got something for you.
Yeah, that's
come
right.
Come on back here. Make sure you get out with your hands so I can see them.
I think it's pretty amazing what they've done with playing 86 players.
Dude, agreed. The person that's loved on teams all the time are the walk-ons.
Always.
Because they try so hard, and they get in blowouts. And guess what you tell them? That's what I'm talking about, dog. Man, you deserve that. No, you ain't saying, man, we deserve to have you out there in the starting five and doing that same thing because it don't work the same. You don't get the same production because the person you playing against ain't the practice guy or the guy that loves you so much.
Like
or
the two people running backs. They go over 100 yards and they look great, but they both fumbled.
That's the problem.
You pay for the ball security also.
I mean, I will also die on the hill that that's a completely different ball game if Foreman doesn't fumble there.
Oh, my gosh.
Then all of a sudden, you're ahead. You're not having to play from behind. You're not putting more pressure on your quarterback.
Without question. And then on the defense,
the guys that
could y'all see that happening as he was running?
Yes.
Because I was like, these guys are going to catch him.
Who's supposed to be high and tight? Like,
just just go down, go down, go down. And sure enough.
And it was like he kept lowering the ball, like, oh, put it down here. This is why. Listen, I went to the store this morning to get LeRon some bread so I can make his peanut butter jelly sandwich. And when I came out the store, I put the bread in my entire forearm and was carrying it like this. And I was like, dude, that's not why you're supposed to carry it.
You're high
I automatically and tight. Thought, because I was watching the game this morning before I went to the store, I said, high and tight, this is what happened. He's not used to being in traffic carrying the ball like that. Why? Because in practice, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
You're playing like somebody else.
And I think Foreman's probably just as surprised as any of us that he was in the open field.
Like, and he looked at it like, man, what the? Is anybody behind me?
Oh, that's a quote right there.
I'm just saying, man. Just surprised. And then on the defensive side, the same thing, man. Like, you got guys in that are really, really trying. They ain't David Long. Some of them balls got the linebacker cut underneath on Jonnu Smith. He ran the route for him. It hit him in the hands. That's six the other way. When nobody else was in front of him, I can't think of his name.
I know.
I can't think of his
Dylan
name. Something. But
he caused the fumble in the special teams.
Yes,
play,
he did.
Yeah.
But he ran.
Dylan Cole.
He ran the route for him.
Can I just pause? I want you to go relive that conversation. Can't remember the guy's name.
That's
playing
what I'm
starting
saying.
Linebacker.
Come on, Babs. That's all I'm
saying,
Babs.
I mean, this
saying,
is
Babs.
where
that's
we
all
are.
I'm saying.
This is why I don't get into the discussion about the back of the roster guys in training camp. I don't care.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah.
But
makes
now,
me an awful person.
Now we have to care.
Yeah.
Because
well,
those
are
the
are
guys
playing,
that are now playing.
But if those guys are playing, you're in trouble.
So I understand
that. But we ain't in trouble. That's what's crazy.
Right. Pretty sure that Torrey Carter was the highest rated offensive player for the Titans on Sunday.
Torrey Carter did a great job. Mm-hmm.
So that I understand the whole, I don't want to hear the injuries as an excuse. All of this to circle around and
go.
Say, we just had to try and fight to remember Dylan Cole's name.
Babs,
like, that's where we are. So I get the injuries. Oh, injuries can't be an excuse, but they are.
But they are facts.
And when we talk about Tannehill, I don't care if it's Tom Brady out there. When you're dealing with the supporting cast that you're dealing with, mm-hmm. you're going to struggle at some point in some way.
Yep.
Because
I think it's in his
Cody
head.
Hollister.
Yeah.
Love ya.
Yeah.
Love ya. You've been a practice squad guy for a while. Or you've been a bottom of the roster guy.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You're still trying and fighting.
You're still in the league. But that's, I mean, did you see Buck's video of the wide receivers running out of the tunnel or meeting?
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Remember I said that last week. And at least AJ Brown was with him last week.
Right.
He wasn't even with them this week.
No.
Here's some more Pro Football Focus grades. These are some of the worst numbers these players have had all season. Amani Hooker, 29.3. Linebacker Jayon Brown, 32.9. Jeffrey Simmons, 48.6. Kevin Byard, his second lowest grade at 52.2. Not a single Titans defender posted a grade of 70 or above.
So, I like...
Buster Screen was the highest rated defensive
Buster
guy.
Buster Screen.
That's 69.
Yeah.
Can I say this, though? Like, I felt like
the Total Pearl game.
Mike Vrabel and this coaching staff came in with the perfect game plan to win this ball game.
Yeah.
It was laid
Four
out.
Goals,
you saw exactly make the rookie quarterback beat you, put it on him.
Yes.
All of it was just right there for the taking.
Yes.
There were just dumb mistakes and huge mistakes at inopportune times and early on in the game, and it's what, 3rd and 10, and you're not off the field defensively. Like, it was small stuff that just added up, but I felt like the game plan was there.
Yeah, it was.
Here's some more from John Glennon. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill dropped back just 26 times but was pressured 11 times. Right tackle David Questenberry allowed 3, Taylor Lewan 2, Ben Jones 2, Brewer 2. Playing with the depleted receiving core, Tannehill had little downfield success in the passing game. He completed just 2 of 7 passes that traveled 10 yards or more, totaling 38 yards and an interception. Tannehill's PFF grade of 54.8 was his second lowest of the season and marked his third straight week with a grade worse than 60. One reason, his performance from a clean pocket was not good, as Tannehill completed 7 of 16 passes, totaling 66
yards.
That's
where yards, you are on.
One touchdown, one mm-hmm. interception. Like,
that's
even
where
when,
you have an issue.
Even when he's got a clean pocket. And it's not just like, okay, the throw to Rodgers, you know, that's a quarterback and a receiver that maybe aren't, you know, simpatico, let's say. You got to hit that pass for sure. But
if you're that guy.
But there were a couple other throws that were like zone, where a guy was just standing still and he still like threw it at the dirt. Like, I don't know.
Man, listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to sum this up for you. The man is sick. The man going to the restaurant, get a bowl of soup. He ordered a bowl of soup. The waiter bring the bowl of soup. He look at the soup, look at the waiter. The waiter asked him, what's wrong with the soup? He said, the soup too hot? He's like, no. The soup too cold? He's like, no. He look at him again, and the waiter looked back at him like, well, why won't you taste the soup? He said, where's my spoon? Ha-ha.
He
ain't got no spoon. He got a fork. Y'all want this man to eat the soup with a fork? Give him a spoon. That's why he need his guys.
Yeah, but I bet if he got mad at that waiter and threw the fork at the waiter, he'd miss him.
That's a sign for coming to America, too.
Dang, Brent.
If he's in the pocket, if he was sitting still at the table, he would miss it.
Listen, man, you got to give him his weapons, man.
No, I get it. I'm with you on that.
And the only reason I'm saying that is because when we were talking, people were talking top 10 quarterback. Guys like A-Rod, Brady, Russell Wilson, like, they find a way to make it happen with these guys.
We have never said that Ryan Tannehill is any of those.
No, but in the offseason,
the one stat I keep coming back to, quarterback rating the last 2 years, he was number two in the NFL.
But in the offseason, leading into the offseason before they start getting guys, who we going to focus on? We're going to focus on the pass rush or a new quarterback. Why do we need a new quarterback? He's a top 10 guy.
Right.
Top 10 guy got to make it happen.
JV says,
regardless of who you got.
He's being paid $30 million, though.
bankroll.
Ramon Foster on YouTube, laugh out loud. You a fool, Ron.
Taste the soup. The soup too hot? No. He said, taste the soup. Soup too cold? No, I can't taste the soup. Ha. Ha.
So who's the spoon?
I got to go see. Yeah.
You did
exactly.
You did get the aha right there.
Y'all got to go see Coming to America for that.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Kevin in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Kevin, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I think Tannehill's actually a pretty good quarterback. You know, he's going to rise to
the level of
players around him.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't have any weapons, he's not one of those players that's going to take it all on himself. So my question is, when does Logan Woodside come back? I don't know why the Titans went out and signed Deshaun Kizer and Kevin Logan. Weren't they the quarterbacks on the Cleveland Browns team when they went 0-16?
Yeah, so
they
like to have two up and one on the practice squad. So when
just
Logan Woodside went down on COVID reserve, they signed Deshaun Kizer.
He's already gone.
Here's an indication of where they are with Logan Woodside. Deshaun Kizer, as Don just said, was released right when we started the show today.
Yeah.
So he should be back.
Okay, real last quick question. I think they have to win this year. How many games do you think the Titans have to win to make the playoffs? Of the five remaining games, and I'll hang up a list. Of the five remaining games, what games do you see that they should have a pretty good chance of winning?
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. It's a combination of three things, whether it's Titans wins or Colts losses. So, obviously, the Titans are on the bye this week. The Colts are at the Texans, who are 2-9. So, theoretically, you're looking at 8-4, 7-6. I'm not just writing off wins because you can't do that in this league, but, I mean,
clearly,
all things being equal.
Jets, Texans.
So here's the remaining Titans schedule. The bye week this week, which they desperately need, unlike maybe any NFL team in history. Then they have the Jaguars at home. They have several players that are eligible to come off IR between now and then. So at that point, you start to think maybe this team can get significantly healthier as we move forward. Bless you.
Thank you.
At Pittsburgh, who is 0-2-1 in their last three, they're struggling. They just got waxed by Cincinnati.
Average team.
Yep. 49ers here.
They have a pretty good defense, though, right?
Average.
Well, they got beat 41-3 yesterday.
Average.
I mean,
was that the final?
41-3. It was real bad.
Something like that.
Real bad. And that O-line against this pass rush, I'll take this pass rush all day long.
Bet it, Slay. Ugh. I was in Florida.
I did bet it. I thought.
You went the other way. See, that's the love for your brother in you.
But he ain't done no more, so. Ain't no more love there.
True. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
You got to take emotion out of it, right?
No,
like you did on the Titans-Patriots game.
You better believe it. That's right, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll 49ers at 6-5. They've won three in a row. But before the Titans play them, they play at Seattle, at Cincinnati, and Atlanta. Dolphins, 5-7. They've won four in a row.
Yes, they have.
Before the Titans play them, Dolphins have Giants, bye week, Jets at New Orleans. Then they finish with at Texans, who are 2-9.
They could be on a 7-game winning streak going into that game.
Yeah, for the Colts, at Texans, bye week, Patriots, who have now won 6 in a row, at Cardinals, who are 9-2, Raiders, at Jaguars.
That's a tough schedule.
My guess is the Titans still do it.
They win.
They've got a lot of room.
They're guaranteed to win 3 of them.
More of your phone calls when we come back. 615-737-1045. Talking through this Titans 2-game losing streak right here on 3HL. Three HL 1045, the Zone. Brett Doherty, Don Davenport, who is dancing right now. You can see that on Zone TV.
Who's going to LSU?
That's a good question.
It's not the guy that kept hearing this song in Oklahoma or at Oklahoma State on Saturday night.
Is that not hilarious? They would play it. Oklahoma State played it during timeouts. And then Lincoln Riley ends up going to USC.
I'm going.
What should they have played?
That was a great football game. Props to Oklahoma State. My buddy Stormy Warren's a huge Oklahoma State fan, so I was texting him during that deal. And
I'm a huge Gundy fan.
Going back to
Oklahoma led by 2. Punt comes down inside the 10-yard line. Eric Gray fumbles. Oklahoma State then scores and wins.
Then the alarm clock went off, and they woke back up and found out that it was the same story.
Sometimes the grass isn't greener.
Well, you know what, Mayor?
Eric Gray, last 8 games, 25 carries, 107 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's 13 yards per game. Sometimes it is greener. Ty Chandler over at North Carolina, 173 carries, 1,063 yards, and 13 scores. And now, all those Oklahoma players that were at Tennessee are going through that same thing again.
Groundhog Day. The alarm went off. They woke back up. They're in the same
I like them both. I talked to Eric Gray after a couple of different times after Tennessee games.
Sometimes that's why before pulling the trigger on ideas or decisions that you're going to make, you got to have somebody to bounce the ideas off of, man. You got to.
Speaking of, Tyon Evans.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Gone.
He gone.
Gone.
That is interesting.
We didn't talk about it because we weren't on the show Thursday or Friday.
Nope. Right. Yep.
There were some on this show that were not surprised by that move.
No, which is immediately what we texted. Yes. And then you start to hear some things going on behind the scenes that, you know, we'll leave there. But wish him the best for sure. Very, very talented running back. We are building a field of toys to benefit the Salvation Army's Forgotten Angels. Toy Field, presented by T-Mobile, is Tuesday, December 7th at Nissan Stadium. That's next Tuesday. So while you're out doing your holiday shopping, remember those in need this holiday season. Pick up a gift for a senior or a toy for a kid and help us build a field of toys at Toy Field on Tuesday, December 7th. For more information, 1045thezone.com. We'll all be broadcasting live, all the shows there. And basically what this event is, if you're new to town or haven't seen it, people just, this town is so giving. It's amazing. And you know, being from here and all that, it doesn't surprise me every year, but it's also awesome to see as we have a turf field laid out in the concourse. And so people just start bringing gifts and we just stack them on this field. And by the end of the day, it's just amazing to see the givingness of this market.
We didn't get to do it last year.
Didn't get to do it last year.
Because of COVID.
So looking forward to it. And this has happened, right? Like Brett Kern has brought stuff. Taylor Wan and his wife brought stuff a couple of different years. So appreciate those guys.
It helps so many.
Definitely
true. A good Christmas or good holiday season. So
that's all day Tuesday at Nissan Stadium. So go ahead and pack up the car and get ready to bring. And by the way, you don't even have to park and come in. You can if you want to come say hi. But we have people that will come to your car as you drive by and you just kind of stop.
If you don't want to come in.
Yeah, and they'll collect your
presents. But we
would
love to see you.
Right.
Yeah.
Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay. And Slay, we have a new sponsor for 3HL.
Guess what? Guess what?
What?
3HL is not only sponsored. 3HL is presented by Ryan Kelly and the HomeLoanExpert.com. Now, quickly, I'm going to fly through. The Home Loan Expert, on average, have helped clients receive $52,000 this year with a simple cash-out refinance. If you want to learn more about that, you need to go to HomeLoanExpert.com. Not only that, Ryan Kelly will talk you through it himself. I promise you. And he's a pro at it. This man knows it. Why wouldn't you go with him? That's why 3HL is presented by Ryan Kelly and HomeLoanExpert.com. How about that?
Thank you, Slay.
You're welcome.
Message on Twitter. How about some love on air for Tullahoma winning Friday night and making the state finals for the first time in school history? Yep. T-Town getting there. By the way, a lot of local representation in 3A. East Nashville.
East Nashville, the last metro school left.
Congrats. They're playing Alcoa. In 4A, Tullahoma, as we mentioned, playing Elizabethton.
Mm-hmm.
5A, Powell is playing Page.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great football game. Congrats.
Guess who gave Page a pep talk before that game?
Did you?
Holy crap, the team actually won after that?
And they made a comeback.
What'd you tell them?
Who asked you to do that?
Yeah, I got some friends.
Like, how did that happen? You don't have a tie to Page. You didn't go there.
No, I don't. I didn't.
Yeah, but Slay is everywhere. No, I don't. I texted him and Ramon one morning because Ramon and I, our kids were playing in the same park playing baseball. And Slay's like, oh, I'm over here in Greenbrier. It was like 7 in the morning.
It was, yeah.
On a Saturday.
Uh-huh. He's everywhere, man.
Everywhere. The 6A game, which, Don, you're doing 2A and 6A, right?
Correct. Summit. I'm doing play-by-play for 2A with Ramon. He's my analyst.
And y'all got a special guest.
Are you going to be in the booth?
I will be in the booth.
Oh, my gosh.
I might not say no, but I'm in there.
You've got Hampton and Westview in 2A.
It's on the right, man.
All right, 6A, Summit and Oakland. So we get the matchup.
Yes, I'll be on the sideline for that one.
That's big
Summit
time.
And Oakland.
Division II
Kevin
class.
Kevin Creasy.
He's phenomenal.
Kevin
Creasy's
that dude.
He's the man.
I remember him from his Trousdale County state championship days.
Big 3HL guy, Kevin Creasy. Division II Class A, DCA and Nashville Christian. How about that? In 2A, CPA and Lipscomb Academy. The rematch there. 3A.
That'll be a good one, huh?
That'll be a good one.
Hopefully.
Man, so.
Lipscomb Academy blew so out nervous. CPA in the regular season.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be, listen, I'm going to tell you looking from a different perspective. Say he won't be able to tell you because he's looking at it from a dad's perspective also. But, dude, this is going to be a phenomenal matchup. Like, two teams that really want it and really rely on each other. So, it's going to be a good one.
It'll be good. hopefully. That's an 11 a.m. Eastern start,
dude.
Which is 10 a.m. local time, which means they hit the field at like 8:45 for warm-ups.
Be rocking and rolling.
There you go.
3A, McCauley versus NBA.
That's going to be
And I remember Will Bowling because CPA beat NBA, and they were 1-3 at the time. And Will Bowling told me, he said, last time they were 1-3 NBA, they went to the state championship game.
And you know what? You know who I'm putting my money on?
Who?
All the local
teams. I just
had
to wait.
Are you gonna? Are you still betting on New England over the Titans?
I bet on the – and everybody that was telling me I was crazy on Twitter, you don't believe? No, I believe. I just knew what was going to happen on this game. So I took it under 6.5. I took the spread with the Patriots. Then they took the spread up to 7.5. And guess what I did?
Bet it again.
I bet it again. And won again. Boom.
You don't bet with emotions, Smokey.
Man, you got to take your emotions out. You bet with your emotions, man, your wallet going to be empty. I'm telling you. Mine's been empty a couple of times.
Monsoon Monahan on YouTube. What does 3HL stand for?
Huh.
Tell you when we come back. 615-737-1045 at 3HL 1045 on Twitter.